ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's get her.
Welcome, welcome to the Sporting Base. Wave Radio has never been better. Welcome, 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 welcome. In case this is your first time, I'll go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
Good and you, man?
Ah, great, man. Great, man. So we have some always we have some interesting topics for y'all. So we're gonna chat about the UEFA Champions League and the UEFA.
Yeah.
So we're gonna mainly talk about those things because there's a lot of things happening there. New players, old players, and all that stuff. And we're gonna talk about. There's something happened at the press conference this week. Wow. Last week. I'm talking about UFC now.
Yeah. Yep.
Something happened.
Overnight.
Yeah.
Well, you probably listening to this show. Yeah. It has happened already.
But something happened. We were all like, wait, what? What's going on here? You get what I'm saying? So, and obviously there's some big news on the boxing area.
Yeah.
Big news.
I feel like the boxing is the biggest.
It's the biggest right now.
Yep.
And looks like someone posted something on social media calling out someone. I won't tell you who that someone is, but someone called out someone. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So there's a lot of things that are happening in the Premier League, especially Manchester United. Yes, yeah. Manchester United. I'm sorry to mention Manchester United because you support Real Madrid.
Let's move on.
No. Let's talk about this.
Okay, no. What we can talk about for now, right?
You said they tried.
Is that the Premier League, right, is postponed.
Yes, I did say that.
Yeah, it's postponed for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Yes.
Why?
I do. Queen Elizabeth passed away.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth passed away, so they postponed the match 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. As far as we know, she was big in England. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, she was big.
So we South African, we don't know much.
But we know.
All we know is that she reigned
for 70 years.
70 years. You know what I'm saying?
70. I'm like, wow.
And
okay.
She was a Christian as well.
Yeah, she was. She was also a Christian and. But here's the thing, 70 years in power,
70
bro.
70 years, bro.
70 years.
She was close to 100, actually.
I'm like, phew. I was like, okay, you love the legacy, bro.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But they postponed for 2 weeks. But the UEFA, though.
The UEFA Champions League.
What's happening there?
Guys, there's a lot happening there. I mean, there's like a lot.
There's a lot happening.
You want to stay here to know. But hence why I'm saying, We can talk about Manchester United today,
but
not that much because
they're trying.
They did not qualify for the UEFA Champions League.
What? Wait,
no, they're not in the. You didn't know that.
It's my first time hearing that. I'm so shocked.
Could you?
Wait.
Oh, no, unfortunately, they didn't make it.
They didn't make it.
Yeah.
Is this why you don't want to talk about it?
That's why Ronaldo's been wanting to leave this whole time.
Okay.
Because they were not in the UEFA Champions League. You know what I'm
Yeah, but he did say that. Yes, I remember the point he said we didn't even qualify.
But yeah, unfortunately, they're doing well. For all they can do now is prove us right now, you know, for us to put them in the next UEFA Champions League.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But it's fire, guys. I'm telling you, the UEFA Champions League is crazy now.
Yeah.
Looking at the groups, how they've grouped the teams, man.
Yeah.
I feel like somehow, I might be wrong, right? But the team groups, I feel like that was done on purpose.
But you see, before we take a break, right? This is going to blow your mind. Pep Guardiola is looking at someone, he's looking to buy a player at Real Madrid.
Yep.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
But.
What do you mean, but?
That's if he can meet our requirement, bro.
Ah.
We charge high prices.
Ah.
I mean, look at Casemiro.
Okay.
We charge a lot for these guys.
Yeah, but they're taking your players, guys. So, hey.
Well, you know me. You know, they took Casemiro and I just replaced Casemiro with a stronger version. You know what I'm saying?
With a stronger version.
Yeah, Tchouaméni. So.
But you guys want strikers, though.
So yeah, they're true.
Yeah, you guys want strikers.
Hazard is there. He scored, but yeah, big ups to Hazard, guys. He scored against.
That's good.
Celtics.
Mm-hmm. So, that's good. That's good. But
seventh freaking goal for Madrid. How long?
Are you serious?
Seven goals.
But he has been there for a very long time.
I get the fact that he's been on injuries, like a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's it, bro. He could have had eight if he didn't miss the previous penalty. But anyway.
Yeah, anyway, but after this, we're going to chat more about the UEFA. And we're going to speak about the power. There's some things that are happening in boxing.
A lot.
But we're going to talk about what happened. What happened in the press conference?
What happened?
Not in the UFC fight now. We are talking the press conference.
It was going down, guys. For those of you who don't know. Because I've been looking on social media, as well. But they don't post.
Yeah.
The press conference of the UFC, you know.
Yeah.
Which you could tell there was a lot happening.
There was a lot happening in that. So anyway, we're gonna speak about all of that right after this. Radio has never been better.
Yeah.
Quiet music is hot music.
Never stop.
Quiet music is hot music.
Never drop.
Radio has never been better.
In any weather.
Radio has never been better.
In any weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Where radio has never been better.
Yes.
So, Arsenal, I'm sorry to mention this. Arsenal has been doing very, very well lately.
Very well. Weller than Manchester United. They've been winning so many matches that it's been going out of their ears, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they lost against Manchester United, which I expected them to win. To be honest with you, because of their track record.
Yeah.
But yeah, it shows that Ten Hag is trying to work hard with those guys. You
know? Yeah. Wow.
No, I feel like there's good players, right. But they are not willing to.
Yeah.
To pull their weight. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You look at the way Rashford scored those two goals against Manchester United, against Arsenal, and then you ask yourself, how have you been playing so terribly when you scored like this, you know?
But why do you, Manchester United up there?
Speaking about Manchester United, right?
Okay.
You're right. They might be out of the ditch.
But.
I'm not disputing.
Okay.
With the new Ajax striker. I mean, that doesn't happen often. Only with Haaland, Mbappe. But Anthony, oh my word, he's fire.
Yeah.
The boy from Ajax, they bought a striker. But here's what I think, right? Can I just give you my opinion?
Yeah, of course.
I feel like Ten Hag is also, in a way, he's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Why so?
He's... Now, don't get me wrong. Yes, you need to buy players and... But I feel like now they're breaking Ajax because they're buying...
The young players,
teams all over buying players now from Ajax.
Oh, yeah.
Ten Hag is taking the best of Ajax, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Which for me is like, they still have good players, don't get me wrong. They won 4-0 as well because they're in the UEFA Champions League.
Yeah,
They beat Rangers and it was a good game, man.
Mm.
But I still feel like they're breaking it apart. Already they took Anthony.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong, if you can buy someone, you take him, but Ajax.
Yeah, Ajax.
Ten Hag must stop breaking it.
Stop buying too many players from the team. Bro. Are you saying Manchester United is buying too many players from?
Well, there's Ajax. Another player they're wanting to sign from Ajax. I don't know if he's signed or, but.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, dude, you already have a striker. Just back off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You took one. It's like taking Benzema from Real Madrid.
Ooh.
I'm not saying it, but for me, the way that boy played, he was the best in Ajax. You know?
Mm-mm. Now I feel you.
Opportunities and the way he.
Yeah,
and they took him, and now they're planning on taking someone else.
Yeah,
and there's other teams also that are planning to take players from Ajax.
Yeah,
so I'd say Ajax, look out. I know it's not about the money, but look.
Yeah, 100%.
Look out, guys. You need those players.
Yeah.
Keep them. Stuff Manchester United.
Oh, stuff Manchester United.
No,
wow,
I'm kidding.
You really? Yeah,
I sound like a hater, guys.
Yeah,
no, I'm not.
No, he's
actually.
Not. He's not a hater.
You know,
it's just
you know,
that
I'm not a hater.
Okay.
I just sold one of my best middle fielders.
Hmm.
Manchester United, Casemiro. So
okay. Okay, big ups.
I'm not a hater.
Now let's chat about the UFC.
UFC.
Now, Kamazat and Nate Diaz.
Woo.
Right? They were supposed to... Okay. They were supposed to fight. But something happened at the press conference recently.
Oh. Yeah. No.
Because, number one, I feel like Kamazat is making a name for himself.
Well, big time, you know. Big time. But
he's making
now,
a name for himself now.
I don't know if this fight that's coming up against Kamazat is a test or... It's a... But... I still feel like if he loses this one, he's going to die, bro.
Is it?
The social media is going to slate him. They're going to make a reel about them, going to smash everybody.
Yeah. But
he has to keep winning. Because as the type of guy, and I think he's going to win, you know, his fighting style and all. But
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, so. But now, something happened at the press conference. Apparently, Kamazat was fighting against, was okay, having beef with Kevin Holland.
Oh, yes. Oh, that was bad, bro.
It was bad.
Yeah, you just see snippets there and there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's not just Kamazat and Holland that was fighting. It was their teams, bro. Their
trainees. Oh, my gosh.
People were just going against each other, but Kamazat and Kevin Holland specifically were looking for each other.
Oh, is it?
They're trying to rip each other's
throat.
And people are trying to stop them, and they're also beating each other up. So it was crazy. So Dana White had to cancel the press conference. They just had to weigh in one by one because... And then next thing we're hearing, guys, the fights have been switched.
We're like,
Kamazat's no longer fighting Nate Diaz.
He's fighting Kevin Holland.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, I know.
Yeah.
Now, between Nate Diaz and Kevin Holland... Now, Kevin, I don't know who's more crazier, you know? Because Nate Diaz is crazy, he's super crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also know Kevin Holland is super crazy because of how he fights. That guy is crazy, man.
Yeah.
He fights, someone is beating, dominating you, on top of you. And you're busy calling Dana White. Dana, flip, this guy is heavy, man. You know what I'm saying? He interacts, but he ends up getting his way out of there. He wins. We've seen him fighting, slapping people, you know what I'm saying? Not punching, just using his hands to... He's one of the crazy... And he knows... I can feel his energy in this press conference. Like, even with the way in. Now, if you know Kevin Holland is a crazy guy, he talks a lot.
Yeah.
He was just quiet, bro.
Are you serious?
For his way in. Now, I don't know if that's a quiet of I want to finish this guy or a fear quiet. Because if you look at Kamazat,
his
winning streak, and he went to the higher rank to beat people. Now, you come in to fight him. It's also a big fight for Holland, but oh, my word.
But Kamazat is also a crazy guy, though.
It's possible he could lose in the first round against Kamazat.
Wait, what?
I'm not saying that's the fact, but I don't know, bro.
But
I'd love to watch that.
This is Kamazat you're talking about. Yeah. Kamazat is, I've seen him fight, you're like, this guy's crazy. He's crazy.
And then Nate Diaz is fighting.
He's fighting Tony Ferguson.
Tony Ferguson.
And now...
This might be Tony Ferguson's last fight, by the way.
Whoa!
What I heard. I don't know. I might be right. He was also pissed from what I heard. Coming from backstage. He's like...
He was that boy.
He knew he wasn't going to come for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could tell there was a big beef. Whatever.
Yeah. But apparently, you know what Tony Ferguson, Stephen Ketchy...
Yes.
Actually beat him for the lightweight.
Oh, Justin Gaethje.
Justin Gaethje, yes. He actually beat Tony Ferguson for the interim lightweight champion.
Damn.
Before Khabib came for him.
Yeah, and also Alexander Pereira beat
Alexander
Justin Gaethje, bro. He chased him down the ring.
Like, no, man.
I was like, this nerd, how could he be? But he literally...
Yeah.
So, it's crazy. The UFC is crazy.
Yeah, look, the UFC is like... A lot of things are happening.
And I also saw Mbappe and... Not Mbappe, Francis Ngannou and... Umar Usman, they were watching... They've been involved in the...
In the
UEFA Premier League, you know. They went to Paris.
Oh, yes.
The match against... PSG against... I forgot what they were playing against.
Yeah.
Against Juventus. They won 2-1. With Mbappe's crazy first goal, man.
Yeah.
But they were there. They took a picture with me.
Yeah,
it was
so
cool to see. I was like,
That was very, very cool to see. But now, let me close this off properly. Tyson Fury, right?
Tyson Fury.
The Gypsy King.
The Gypsy King. Our king.
The Gypsy
Our England king.
The England king. Now, this week, he called out Anthony Joshua.
Woo!
Yes. I said it. He called out Anthony Joshua. Says, Anthony Joshua, I want to fight you end of the year. Let's end this year with a bang. on the 26th of November or on the 3rd of December. He even gave the date. But here's the question. Should Anthony Joshua take this one? Mm-hmm. Should Anthony Joshua take it?
With his reputation.
With his reputation on the line. Because if I was Anthony Joshua, I would take this fight, but you must understand, your reputation is on the line right now.
I'd say if he takes this fight, right?
Yeah.
This needs to be Anthony Joshua's training from now. Now, I don't know how boxing the full train is, but this is what I'm saying. They need to get two heavyweight fat guys, man. Like big guys.
Okay, yeah.
They're bigger than Joshua.
Mm-mm.
And Joshua has to fight both of them every time.
Yeah, to get used to them, yeah.
The Gypsy King, bro.
That's the Gypsy King you're talking about, eh? You're talking about the Gypsy King.
So yeah. I'm not predicting a 5-round, no. I'm predicting a knockout, bro.
Whoa!
Now, if
you
Anthony,
said it.
Now, I like Anthony. You know I've liked
him.
This is the Gypsy King.
You're talking about, yeah.
There's a reason he's called the Gypsy King. You know? He knocks out. He's been knocking out a lot lately.
And he knocked out Dante Wilder. You know? He knocked out.
You know?
It's huge.
So.
Now, but look. If Anthony Joshua takes this fight, I can say a reputation's on the line. His reputation's on the line.
Big time.
But now, you know what's even crazier? If Anthony Joshua knocks out the Gypsy King,
That's going to be big, bro.
It's going to be big, number one.
It will be way
It's going to be big, huge. Yes, number one. Number
now
two.
He's going to be looking at Usyk again.
And say, okay.
Deontay, which if he looks at Deontay, that's going to be another pay-per-view, you know.
Yeah, it's going to, then Dante, I think if this fight happens and Joshua wins, it's going to get Dante's attention.
Dante's definitely.
Definitely. Because if it gets Dante's attention, so they say, nah, man, you think you're the best. Let me show you. Let me come back and beat the king.
The king.
Let me go and fight Anthony Joshua. I'll show you why they call me the bronze bomber.
The bronze boy. He is the bronze bomber.
I'm like,
bro,
then now, you see, look, with Usyk, though, look, congratulations to him. Because, I respect that guy because he came from middleweight to heavyweight and beat the heavyweight.
You know?
That's major.
That's a
respect.
Big step. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, bro. But that's a big step for me. You get what I'm saying? So with the Gypsy King, he called out Anthony Joshua. And they're going to fight at Wembley Stadium if they take this fight. That's going to be in England. You get what I'm saying? So with that, will Anthony Joshua take the fight? Will Anthony Joshua take the fight? Because he still hasn't confirmed. They have to discuss everything. They still need to take the fight.
Definitely,
he still need to take the fight. But I was thinking, wow. You called out Anthony Joshua. He just lost the fight against Usyk. Alexander Usyk. I was like, no, man. No, man. Take the fight, but you need to train hard.
Yeah. Harder.
In fact, harder, yes.
Enough. Yeah, I feel like he did train hard, like he said.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was not good enough, man.
You said it. Wow. Okay. But you see, look, his reputation is on the line. And I really think he's going to do better. He's going to train better. He's going to make sure that.
And if he refuses the fight, that's bad news as well. You know what I'm saying?
So what you going to think if he refuses, though? Are you going to think? Oh, it's a chicken! You said it!
No.
I was like, oh, okay.
That's what happens, bro, if you refuse.
He's like, yeah, you must know your place. But before you go, though, there's fights that are happening. Obviously, Israel Adesanya is going to fight Pereira.
Alex Pereira.
Alex Pereira, that's a very, very big one. And hopefully, John Jones and Stipe is coming in December.
Woo.
I'm not confirmed the date yet, but they're going to fight in December. Then if one of them win, Francis Ngannou has to fight one of them to get his belt back because he's injured, but he's recovering. Francis Ngannou is actually recovering. He's recovering very, very well.
Yeah.
He's very well. And will we hear again with Kamaru Usman? I think we'll hear from him again. But there's a lot that's going to happen in the UFC, obviously. But anyway, that is it from us.
Yes.
But if you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za.
Yes.
Or you can catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter on ActiveFM777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course, man. It's been good. It's been real from myself and Calvin. We got to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Stay updated and entertained with ActiveFM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us. Like the posts, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. ActiveFM. Radio has never been better.